Hello and welcome to KAB Connect Spring 2026. A new sense of freedom. Richard lost the sight in his left eye due to a hemorrhage and later lost the sight in his right eye from chronic uveitis. He tells us, "Occasionally I can see a little bit of light, but otherwise I cannot see at all. For a long time this made everyday tasks very difficult and I struggled without help." Richard contacted KAB as he needed help with something that was making his life difficult at the time, his phone. Something as simple as making a phone call depended on other people. Richard recalls, "I was using a basic button phone and could only answer calls. If I wanted to ring my sons, I had to contact a carer through my lifeline so they could come in, look up the number and dial it for me. The carers were always helpful, but I often felt like a burden, especially when they were busy. It was frustrating and disheartening to rely on others for something so small but so important." That's when Richard decided to contact KAB to ask about a phone that allows him to be more independent. Through KAB's assistive technology team, he was introduced to the Synaptic phone. "Peter helped me to get a new phone and patiently taught me how to use it. At first, I was nervous. New technology feels daunting, especially when I couldn't see it. But with Peter's guidance, it quickly became easier. Now with my new phone, I can simply touch the screen and slide my finger down it to activate the voice control and ask the phone to call my sons. Being able to talk to the phone and have it talk back to me is the best part." The Synaptic phone can also read out the phone's battery percentage, which is an important feature for Richard. With support from Peter, he now has a phone that works for his needs. It has given him confidence, freedom, and his independence back. He tells us, "This phone has really saved my life." What's in a name? Your views count. We are finding that our current name may no longer reflect who we are today. We often hear that our name can be a barrier for people to request our help, thinking that you must be blind to receive support or must live in Kent only. We support people with various eye conditions, sometimes together with hearing loss. We also work in Bromley and Medway, which may not be seen as part of Kent. We currently work with Kent County Council as the lead partner to deliver sight impairment and hearing impairment services. We continue to provide support to sight impaired clients and those who also have hearing impairments, including through our guide communicator service, and signpost specific hearing support inquiries to our partners, High Kent and 3D Care. And we are responsible for managing this contract with our partners. Our name does not reflect our responsibilities for this contract. To reach as many people as we can, we need your views about the possibility of changing our name. To help us with the survey, visit www.surveymonkey.com/r/KXNJCZQ. Email karen.mitchell@kab.org.uk or call Karen Mitchell on 01622 358 989 to answer questions on the phone. The deadline is the 31st of March. Step out for sight loss. Sensory nature walks. This summer, bring your family and friends together and embark on a journey experiencing the sound, touch, smell and taste of nature at a KAB sensory nature walk. Saturday the 6th of June 2026 at Moat Park, Maidstone. kab.org.uk/events/sensory-nature-walk-Maidstone. Saturday the 18th of July 2026 at High Elms Country Park. kab.org.uk/events/sensory-nature-walk-high-elms. Saturday, the 22nd of August, 2026, Bettishanger Park, Deal. kab.org.uk/events/sensory-nature-walk-Bettishanger. The walks are between 4K and 5K and you start at 10:30 a.m. When you register, you'll get a T-shirt and a welcome pack. Simply sign up by visiting our website and commit to raising a minimum of £25 per person to support our work. Call the fundraising team on 01622 691 357 option 3 or email fundraising at kab.org.uk. kab.org.uk. Nominate someone for a Heart of KAB Award. Thursday, the 18th of June 2026 at the Mercure Hotel in Maidstone. We're excited to celebrate the successes of the people we support, volunteers and fundraisers at our Heart of KAB Awards. You may wish to nominate a visually impaired person for their perseverance in learning a new skill or a volunteer for their kindness as a befriender or a supporter who is making a difference. Read about our award categories on our website and nominate today. How to nominate? Just tell us why you believe they deserve an award in recognition for their achievements. Tell us as much information as you can. The deadline for nominations is Friday, the 20th of March. Ways you can nominate someone. Go to www.kab.org.uk/who-we-are/heart-of-kab-awards. Call Karen Mitchell on 01622 358 989 or email karen.mitchell@kab.org.uk. Join us at our Sight Matters exhibition, 24th of September, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Medway Park Sports Centre, Medway Park, Mill Road, Gillingham, ME7 1HF. This is a free event designed for people with sight or hearing loss. It's an exciting exhibition showcasing services, new technologies and equipment from a range of exhibitors and local charities. KAB staff will also be on hand to provide support, advice and guidance. For more information, contact Susie Butcher-McKee on 01622 358 978 or email susan.butcher-mckee@kab.org.uk. That's MACKIE.